If you are a police officer, a teacher, a public employee, and you are not a member of a public sector union, you no longer have to pay the union a fee for collective bargaining. That's thanks to a Supreme Court decision that came down today, a 5-4 ruling again. The courts decided that workers don't have to pay those fees, and the court overruled a new Washington state law that automatically enrolls public sector employees in a union. Here to explain the implications of this are Rich Wood with the Washington Education Association, the teachers' union, and from the Center for Workers' Rights at the Washington Policy Center, Aaron Shannon. Rich and Aaron, welcome to both of you.
Hello.
Thank you.
Aaron, you thought this was a great ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. Why is that?
It's a great ruling because it affirms a First Amendment right that everybody in this country has and that public sector employees have been deprived of for 40 years, which is that no one can be forced to support political speech that they disagree with.
Rich, you said the decision limits the freedom of working people like educators. How is that?
Well, that's right. We cherish the freedom to negotiate a fair contract at the local level. And we have to look at the big picture. This Janus decision is just part of the larger campaign against working people funded by extremist billionaires and corporate interests, frankly. Betsy DeVos was in town recently. She raised $1 million for Aaron's group, and she wants to privatize public education.
Rich,
we stand against that.
Why are some public sector workers not in their union, and why did they have to pay a fee for the union's collective bargaining?
Sure, it's the concept of fair share. Everybody benefits from the locally negotiated contract. And for the last 40 years, there was a standing Supreme Court decision that said it was allowable to charge fair shares or fair share fees of those employees who chose not to be members of the union. They've always had that choice to not be a member of the union. So now they don't have to pay anything, but they'll benefit from the contract that we negotiate. And right now we're negotiating pay raises and other things for teachers in nearly every school district across the state. So the vast majority of teachers and school employees already are members of their union, and they understand the value of standing united together.
Aaron, Rich is evoking the fair share principle. You and the Supreme Court majority talked about free speech. How does paying that union fee impede a worker's free speech?
Because what the court recognizes is that everything a public sector union does is political. It is inherently political because everything they do deals with public policy and, more important, public money. And so forcing any worker to financially support a public sector union amounts to forced political speech and violates their First Amendment rights. And I'd just like to respond to Rich because, you know, not everyone does benefit from union representation and from those contracts that they negotiate. We've heard from a lot of public sector workers who say, I'm not happy. I don't like how I'm being represented. I don't want to have to pay for this. And the court agreed that we simply cannot continue this egregious trampling of the First Amendment rights of public sector workers.
Rich, you want to respond?
Yeah, the vast, vast majority of teachers and other school employees who are eligible to be part of our union have chosen to be part of our union, and they're proud of that advocacy. We've existed for more than 100 years, and there's no other group in Washington State that's a more powerful advocate for what students need to be successful than the members of the Washington Education Association. We're proud of that advocacy, and the vast majority of teachers are going to continue to be part of the union because they appreciate what we do at the state level and in local contract negotiations, and that's how they have a voice in their profession, and ultimately this is about what's best for students in every school district, and our members are very dedicated to the students. And so these other groups out there that are behind the Janus decision and who support the Janus decision, you know, they don't have a track record of supporting public education the way that we do. So we're going to continue to do what we've done for more than 100 years, and that's focus on the needs of students in the classroom.
Well, Rich, let's talk about your ability to do that. Tacoma News Tribune, for example, reports this Supreme Court decision could cost public sector unions in Washington millions of dollars, thousands of members. What are you anticipating?
Well, I don't know where they get those numbers, and nobody can predict the future. It's clear that this decision is intended to have an impact on public sector workers and their freedom to stand together and to negotiate. I mean, that's the entire intent behind it. But we think it's going to strengthen our resolve. We're going to stand together, united, stronger than ever in the face of these sorts of attacks, and we're going to continue to advocate for our students and for our own families, frankly. And the proof is in the pudding, as they say. You can look at the McCleary decision engine, which is driving billions of dollars of new, much-needed funding into our public schools. We supported the class size initiative to reduce class sizes for students. We have a strong track record of supporting students in the classroom, and that's ultimately what we're focused on. I don't know about other groups.
Aaron, what's the next fight you hope to take on?
Well, the next, I hope it's not a fight, because Rich just said that the vast, vast majority of union members, at least within his organization, support what they do and understand the importance of what they do. And if that's the case and they have nothing to worry about, those workers still have the right to join a union, to join that union, to collectively bargain. And that union has the right to represent them the best that they can. And I just wanted to say, this was not intended to, I'm not sure what Rich just said, it was intended to reduce unions' power or whatever he just said, but really it was intended to restore the First Amendment rights of public sector workers and give them the freedom to choose, which every worker should have. So we're hoping that the next fight is, and actually we're hoping it's not a fight, but to make sure that every worker in the state knows and understands their right, and that they can act upon that right without navigating a gauntlet of roadblocks that we've seen unions around the country start to throw up to prevent public sector workers from exercising that right. And, you know, I think the key here is Rich is right. If his union, this is simply a new business model for unions. They no longer are guaranteed a source of revenue. So all it means is that they have to provide great services at a great price, you know, that's a value for the price that they charge. And if they do so, then and continue to do that, then workers should be lined up to support their union and pay for those services.
Well, Aaron, I ask about your next campaign because today you had five Supreme Court members making the link that you have, unlike the four writing in the minority, making the link with free speech issues, that these workers shouldn't have to give money in effect, they said, to political stances that they don't take. And now you have the swing vote Anthony Kennedy today saying he's stepping down at the end of July. So I think a lot of people are wondering, what is the next initiative that you think you can win in the courts, maybe all the way up to the Supreme Court?
Well, you know, I can't even speculate that far into the future at this point. We're so focused on the Janus decision right now, the real world implications, and truly just making sure workers understand their rights and are able to easily take advantage of those rights that have just been affirmed by our nation's highest court.
What about you, Rich? What work will organizations like the Washington Education Association, what are you focusing on now that this court ruling has come down and the courts are changing underneath our feet?
Right. Well, at the core of what unions do is to represent their members in collective bargaining at the local level with the employer. And that's what's going on in school districts across the state right now. We're negotiating contracts that we believe will be able to continue those districts to continue attracting and keeping high quality, caring teachers and support staff for their students. That's what we do at the local level. And we're going to continue to focus on that. And that's happening in nearly every community across the state right now with strong support from parents and community members and voters. And we really do appreciate that support because we know that they support their teachers and the support staff and the good work that they do with our students.
Rich Wood, communications organizer, Washington Education Association. And we've been talking with the director of the Center for Workers' Rights at the Washington Policy Center, Aaron Shannon, both are reacting to today's Supreme Court decision on the a public sector worker when they do and don't have to pay fees to their union. Aaron and Rich, thank you both for this time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.